It's time to open the thrift shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, broadcasting every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Tonight we're going to be doing Forgotten 45s, the Forgotten 45 show, digging into the pile of those 7-inch diameter vinyl records, some of them that have the big hole in the middle. So we're going to be playing some obscure and some more well-known music over the course of the next hour or so. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Let's drop the needle on the Forgotten 45s.
The cherry tree.
Flowers grow to the sun.
45 released on Caravan Records from Scarborough, Ontario. Scottish band The Wee Beasties with Something to Do with the Weather. Before that, Argent, Hold Your Head Up from 1973. And we started off with the flip side of The Wee Beasties and a tune called The Cherry Tree. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Forgotten 45 show here on the Radio Thrift Shop, where we feature music for libraries and lava lamps, a mix of dusty grooves, easy jazz, psychedelic pop, and all kinds of cool music from the 1960s through today.
Exploring science in the sea. For a lobster, hotter water is a bad thing. So not surprisingly, biologists expect the crustaceans to hop out of a rapidly warming pot of water off the east coast of the United States and Canada. The Gulf of Maine is heating up faster than 99% of the oceans. That's already having some effects on life in the Gulf, and more dramatic effects could be on the way. The Gulf stretches from Cape Cod, Massachusetts to Nova Scotia. It covers about 36,000 square miles. It's fairly shallow, no more than 1,200 feet deep, with half of it less than 500 feet. It consists of three main basins, plus a series of shallow banks. For centuries, the Gulf of Maine has been one of the most productive ocean environments. Today, though, it's facing threats. Runoff from land appears to be slowing the growth of phytoplankton, the tiny plant-like organisms that are a vital link in the marine food chain. Overfishing has been a problem, too. Now, though, the biggest threat is rising temperatures. That appears to be causing the cold ocean current that feeds the Gulf of Maine from the north to slow down. That's allowing the warmer Gulf Stream current to become more dominant. The cod population has declined, forcing bans on recreational fishing. There have been fewer fish for puffin chicks to eat, so their survival rate in 2018 was half that of the year before. And a study says the lobster population could decline by a third by 2050 as the crustaceans head north, hopping out of the hot pot of the Gulf of Maine. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop. We'll be right back. the Electric Indian with the Kimo Sabe, and before that, someone that we lost just recently, Mr. Vincent Bell, with a tune called Lead Guitar. And Vincent is playing very much in the style of Les Paul there on that 45. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Homegrown and homemade radio, no genre, no agenda, just a microphone and a turntable and a love for cool music. And this evening, it's the Forgotten 45 show.
Love is the reason.
Clockwork Orange with a tune called Help Me from 1967. And before that, a band called Colors with their 45 Brother Lou's Love Colony. And they're a very likable band from Southern California, and they were also known as The Moon. And they recorded on Imperial Records and on Dot Records back in the day. And they featured the Beach Boys' David Marks on many of their recordings. Colors with Brother Lou's Love Colony. Well, this is Brother Frederick's 45 Colony here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Here's a program from our archives. We're listening to the sounds of the shofar, a blast on a ram's horn which signals the start of the Jewish New Year's celebration, Rosh Hashanah. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
When God created man, God created him as a lifeless being, and only afterwards injected a blast of wind which reached his inner core, which gave him the soul of life.
Rabbi Eli Gewirtz is the National Director of Partners in Torah.
During the course of the year, we tend to get caught up in our daily routine and tend to get away from that soul and that purity, and we cloud ourselves with an outer veneer and tend to get separated from our spiritual selves. Once a year, on the anniversary of the creation of Adam, God gives us an opportunity to get back to ourselves, who we really are. The howling sound of the shofar causes us to tremble, to shake us up a little bit, and bring us back to the state of the unblemished soul. Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment. And by sounding the shofar, we are asking for that judgment. And what's that all about? Life is the ability to grow. We don't want to look back after an entire year from this Rosh Hashanah to last Rosh Hashanah and say that we're still the same person. So we're saying, next year by this time, I'd like to be able to look back and say, I'm a better person.
Rosh Hashanah begins this week, and it marks the start of a 10-day period known as the High Holy Days. We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast, I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
I wish you were a fisherman, I wish you were a king. A fisherman's wife has a good life, she keeps the cabin clean.
Nothing's gonna change my world.
the only known recording by Barbara Love, recorded on the Epic music label, her version of the Beatles' Across the Universe. And before that, another Barbara, we heard Barbara Keith with Fisherman King. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Forgotten 45 show on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Color it bright. dashing, dancing, darting through the shadows on the edge of night. Your love illuminates my world with sunlight, cool and crystalline and clear. And when I try to name this color, this is what I must say. Sunny day blue,
sunny day,
the touch of winter blue, a bright prismatic hue. Sunny day blue, sunny day blue.
Fargo with Sunny Day Blue, and before that, Fairport Convention, cover of Bob Dylan's I'll Keep It With Mine. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Forgotten 45 show on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. In 1893, Pullman, Illinois was the classic company town. George M. Pullman, who had designed and manufactured the famous luxury Pullman cars, had founded the town of Pullman, Illinois, as a place where his workers could live. But George Pullman also controlled nearly every income in the little town. So when the Panic of 1893 hit, Pullman reduced the workers' wages by about 25%. Now, these cuts were bad in and of themselves, but unfortunately, they were coupled with Pullman's refusal to lower the rents for his company-owned homes in Pullman. The workers formed a committee and on May 7th went to Pullman to ask to have the rents lowered. On May 7th and 9th, they were flatly refused. Three of the committee members were then terminated. This caused the workers to declare they were going out on strike. And on May 10th, 1894, they walked off of their jobs. Then on May 11th, 1894, the Pullman plant closed. In solidarity, Eugene V. Debs, who was then the head of the American Railway Union, an organization devoted to protecting railway worker rights, ordered his union to refuse to work with the Pullman cars. The strike and boycott rapidly expanded, paralyzing the Chicago rail yards and most of the 24 rail lines in the city. President Grover Cleveland issued a federal injunction against the leaders of the American Railway Union. This killed communication between strike leaders and the workers, and it sent young Eugene V. Debs to jail on contempt charges when he refused to obey the order. In addition, President Grover Cleveland sent in federal troops from Fort Sheridan to break the strike. His rationale was that Pullman cars sometimes carried U.S. mail and that the strike was hindering federal delivery of the mail. On July 23rd, federal troops entered Chicago against Governor Adgeld's repeated protest. The result was one of the most destructive strikes in U.S. labor history. Tune in for our next Hidden History, which follows the results of the Pullman strike and the rise of Eugene V. Debs. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Got to be free. Let's live.
Is changing now, you're part of a crowd. They're laughing at something, the music's loud. A girl comes towards you, you once used to know. You reach out your hand, but you're all alone. And those time passages, I know you're in there, you're just out of sight. Oh, time passages. Thank you.
Al Stewart from 1978 with Time Passages. Before that, from Washington, D.C., a band known as CoQ, and they released one 45 back in the mid-1970s, a tune called People Let's Communicate Part 1 and Part 2 on the B-side. So that was CoQ with People Let's Communicate. And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Forgotten 45 show on the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, wishing you many blessings, and I'll see you next week, or you'll hear me next week. Until then, I wish you much joy.